Lekoved Yem HaBoyer Yud Alef Nissen will relate some Sipurim that Rabbi Yael Kahn gave over, which he heard at various times over the years about the Rebbe. In the first year, right after the Istalkus of the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe turned down accepting the Nesios, conducting himself as a Rebbe. One of the Zikni Achsidim, the older Achsidim, came into the Rebbe and asked him that he should accept the leadership. And the Rebbe, as usual, rejected it. And whatever proof that Chassid mentioned, the Rebbe related with it in a negative way, putting it down that it didn't have any significance. Till this Chassid reminded himself of a story that happened at the Rebbe's wedding, when the previous Rebbe, before the chuppah, put on the gartel on the Rebbe, and he told him, I am not making now the bracha Ezer Yisrael Begvura, because I have already made that bracha. I am not reciting the bracha Ezer Yisrael Begvura, because I have already recited it in the morning. The minute that he began telling the story, the Rebbe's face turned pale, which means he never commented when they asked him b'negiah to the Nesios. A second story, which was in the time period after the Istalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe, a child of one of the Chassidim became very ill and suffered from high fever. The doctor says there was a need for surgery. The Rebbe was asked by the father what to do, and the Rebbe told him, "Medarf nit machen, er wird sein gesund. There's no need for surgery, he will be well." And this is what the father told the doctors, that he does not agree for surgery. Days passed, and the illness was getting more severe, and the doctor said that if the father does not agree for surgery, he, the doctor, will no longer visit this child, because this is the first thing that is needed, and therefore, if this is not done, he cannot cure him in any other way. And this was also the opinion of many doctors, experts in the field. The father went in again to the Rebbe and told him what the doctor said, and the Rebbe responded with the same nusach, Medarf nit machen, er wird sein gesund. No need for surgery, he will be well. The next day, the condition of the child improved, and all the doctors were amazed by this story. Rabbi Yael mentions what he heard from Rabbi Shalom Ber Gordon, who was a Rav in Maplewood, New Jersey. A few weeks after the Istalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe, he was then in Newark, and a child was playing baseball and hurt his head with a metal piece. The doctors gave him just a few hours to live. The parents turned to Rabbi Shalom Ber Gordon, who lived there. He took his name, the name of the child, and his mother's name, and immediately connected to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe responded they should again check the name of the child. Rabbi Shalom Ber ran to the hospital, and he found out that there was a mistake. Instead of the name Baruch, he said the name Bettel. And this was a Bashemske miracle. The end of the story is that the Rebbe gave him a bracha, and he was saved in a manner of higher than nature. During the Farbrengens of the Rebbe, in addition to the Divrei Torah and inspirational words and uplifting words, there were also Inyanim Ruchniyim that were taking place, as the expression Medaber Belyenim Merames Betachteinim. There's a Pisgam Yadua of the Alter Rebbe that when Yidden sit together by Chassidus Farbrengen with brotherly love, this can accomplish in heaven more than Malach Mechol could accomplish. Halachas kama v'kama, Surely, it is also when we discuss Benigir Tzadikim, as our sages say, a tzadik decrees and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills his decree. The Rebbe will at times utilize Fabrengen also to accomplish heavenly inyanim. Rabiel relates the specific story that took place Parsha Bishalach, Tavshin Chavtes, 1969. The Rebbe explained many inyanim in a Rashi in the Parsha, and towards the end of the Fabrengen, the Rebbe said that we didn't answer all the questions, and we will Imirtz Hashem discuss it Be'ezras Hashem in the upcoming Fabrengen. And then the Rebbe continued with the inyan that didn't seem to have any connection to the earlier words, and with a very special voice and with a emotional expression, the Rebbe said, "In Parsha Bishalach it says of Nei Yisrael Yetzim Biyad Roma." That Yidden went out with an uplifted hand, which means that Yidden don't fear their enemies, and this is also the inyan of Prozis Teshe Yerushalayim, that there won't be any walls around Yerushalayim in the upcoming redemption. There's no need for protection, but v'yishavtem lavetach ba'artachem, you will all live securely in your land. And then the Rebbe started to sing the nigun Prozis Teshe Yerushalayim. The Rebbe stood up, dancing in his place, and very much motioned with his hands that they should sing with a great joy. And right after that, before leaving the shul, the Rebbe again began singing the Nigun. And again, before Maariv, the Rebbe once again began singing this Nigun, and everybody understood there is something happening here. A day or two after that Fabrengen, it was verified that four planes of Syria were planning to infiltrate into Eretz Yisrael and to hurt her citizens. And Be'ezras Hashem, the Israeli army was successful to throw them all, to put them all down without any injuries. A story that relates to Pesach. In the first years, after the Histalkos of the previous Rebbe, until the passing of the Rebbetzin Nechama Dina, the Rebbe would eat all the Yom Tov meals, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Metzor Yom Kippur, in the previous Rebbe's apartment on the second floor in 770. And Bederech Klal, when the Rebbe would drink wine during the meals, he would say L'chaim. It was once during the Seder by Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe drank a little wine from his kos between the fish and meat, but he didn't say L'chaim. The Mashpia, from the older, dignified Chassidim, Rab Shmuel Levitin, was there at the Seder, and he realized this Hanhoge. The next day, by the day Suda of the Yom Tov, the Rebbe again drank a little wine after eating the fish. And this time the Rebbe did say L'chaim. But in the second night of the Seder, which is the second day already in Chutz La'aretz, the Rebbe again did not say L'chaim. And he understood that there was something very significant here. In the night, during the two Zdarim, the Rebbe did not say L'chaim, but in the daytime, yes. Rav Shmuel, who was from the Chashev Achsidim, allowed himself to ask the Rebbe what this means. And the Rebbe responded, saying L'chaim gives a chshivos, a certain significance to drinking of the wine. And Belela Seder, the night of the Seder, a person has to be medagdek, not to give a chshivos to any drinking of wine besides the four koses. So Rabbi Yael sums it up. From here we see how every conduct of the Rebbe was accurate to the extreme. Min Adin, according to Din, there's no problem drinking wine and saying L'chaim. And although the Rebbe didn't want to give a chshivos to drinking additional wine during the Seder. In addition to that, Rabbi Yael says, we derive from here how important it is Minhagi Yisrael, that since Yidden are customarily say l'chaim on a cup of wine, this alone gives a chshivus to the drinking. So if they're drinking without saying l'chaim, it is tam drinking or rinsing the mouth. But if a person does say l'chaim, the drinking receives a certain chshivus, a significance. And this would seem to be an addition on the mitzvah of the four kosos. And therefore the Rebbe did not say l'chaim.